Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the regular Cary Beach Town Council meeting, December 18th, 2018. We're going to call the meeting to order with an invocation and pledge of allegiance by Reverend Thomas Williams. Reverend?
First of all, hello.
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 And contrary to popular belief, I say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Words don't hurt me. I've been called some pretty nasty names in my time, and you'll get them, so it don't bother me a bit. Let's pray. Lord, I give you thanks for all those who are gathered here tonight. I thank you for the many blessings that you give us that we really don't deserve. I thank you for life itself and for friendship. I thank you for the ability to be involved in the works of the town of Cary Beach. I love this town, and I know all of us in this room do too, so we'd like to have something, some part in it. I thank you as well for the freedom that we have that some others in this country, in this world, don't have. Just to be here tonight is one of those freedoms that we have. I thank you for the freedom of speech that we have so that we can voice our opinion in a place without persecution or prosecution. I pray for the mayor, the town council, members, and people who are here tonight to show their love and their concerns for this great town that we live and we know. I'm asking that you grant council meetings several things, one of which is wisdom to govern, as well as an ear to listen, personal peace on their decisions, which they'll have to live with. And Lord, I ask you to make them research all things that we have here tonight or in the future, and just leave all possibilities open. I pray for the agenda that's brought before us tonight, which I don't think is going to be too much tonight, but what there is, please give us assurance of what will please you and what will benefit those of us who live here and love this town of Cary Beach, live here and work in this town of Cary Beach. And above all, Lord, I ask for patience in all of the meetings. I always ask for patience. I tell people that we come here to argue, not to argue over issues, but to discuss them and solve it. But I know that in my own mind, arguing is a part of it. But I just ask for control from here on out in all the meetings, because we try to solve problems. Lord, I thank you for this place that you've given us here temporarily to house the town employees and police department and the other agencies until our new building gets built. And Lord, I thank you for that new construction that's going on over there, because it adds the growth to the town when new buildings come up and new people come in. And Lord, mostly I think of why we're here to celebrate this month, not just in the council meeting, but Lord, it's your son's birthday that we celebrate. And Lord, I just thank you for him and all the things that he does for us and he allows us to do. And Lord, I just ask all these things in the name of Jesus. Everybody say it. Amen. Let's stand and do the pledge of allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Reverend.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Commissioner David Hagler is on a business trip, but he is with us this evening by telephone, and he does have the authority to vote on issues and ask questions.
Thanks, Craig.
No problem, David. Thank you. Thank you for committing to the time. First, we have the approval of the consent agenda. Do I have any changes?
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda items.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Consent agenda stands. Okay, the adoption of the agenda. Do I have any changes to the regular agenda for the meeting?
Make a motion for the adoption of the agenda.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Good, we have a structure for our meeting today. We do have one individual who would like to address council, and that would be Janet, if you would like, please. Please state your name and your address.
Janet Carroll, I'm at 302 South 4th Avenue, to the beach. I live on the corner of 4th and I is actually a one-way road up with a median in it, and you come down this way. And I have almost witnessed so many wrecks of people going down the wrong way. Because when they're coming from the north and they're coming south on 4th or 3rd or 5th, they're just driving and they take the first left thinking that's a left and it's a road, but it's a one-way road. Yeah, there's a one-way sign there, but it's on the other side of the median where the actual one-way is. And I addressed it meetings back, you know, about sitting on the porch, and I sit up top high so I can see the almost wrecks. So last week, it almost occurred to me. I'm coming down the main road, and I'm making my legal right-hand turn on I, and I hit head-on with a person coming down the wrong road. I didn't hit them, but I come so close to hitting them because they're coming down the wrong way. My suggestion was, and it's just an easy fix, is paint arrows for the people that don't realize that's a one-way road. At the intersection, arrow this way, arrow that way. So when they come from the north and come to the south, they will not take that first left. They'll see the arrow going, you know, in the opposite direction. On 4th and I, like I said, the one-way sign, I mean, you've got the road here and you got the median, and the one-way sign is way over here. Well, when you're driving and you don't know the area, you're going to see the first road and you're not going to see that one-way sign. So I just have an easy solution, maybe, is to put some, like you do the pedestrians on the road and stuff, but why can't you paint one-way signs? It happens more in the summer, but summer's over with. And it's just, you can tell when they're out of towners, because, you know, everybody knows not to go down the wrong way. I just want to address that again, being that it just about fired me.
Okay. I would tell you, I thank you for that. I remember the last time we talked about it. The corners were roped off because it was difficult to see.
Right.
So the corners were roped off, but that hasn't improved anything.
That hasn't improved anything. And when I had told them that the people they don't pay attention to the stop sign either. They just don't. And when you come up to the stop sign where you're supposed to stop, there's that house sitting there, and this way has got the right way. And so many times I'm sitting there going, no, you know, because they blow past those stop signs all the time. I don't know. And then when I complain, the cop sat out there, and I'm thankful for that, but he only sat out there for about an hour one time. And when you're sitting in broad daylight where you can see, you're going to stop, right? You got to hide and watch them, you know. But, you know, maybe we need to, on the ones that's just, you know, the one way up and the one way down.
Well, beyond E, which is a shorter one,
right.
Though that is the only split road we have,
right.
So. Okay, thank you.
You know, I hate to be the one, or I hate somebody to be the one that is involved in a wreck because I brought it up, and like I said, it's just paint. Put it on there.
Okay, thank you. Okay, nobody else has signed up to address council? Anyone else? All right, moving on. Discussion and consideration of committee business. Community Center Committee. No rep tonight. Okay, thank you, Nikki. Marketing Committee. Nancy, on January 22nd, there is a critical meeting with the TDA that we need to encourage our three remaining members to make sure they attend. While we're looking for replacements for the people who moved away.
They're going to be downtown?
No, it's going to be here, John. Oh. It's going to be here.
In Crete?
Yes. They always come down here to discuss what the program is going to be. January 22nd.
Do you know the time, Mr. Mayor?
We don't have the time yet. They just gave us the date.
That's
the Kim will get back to us on the time.
The regular meeting is set for that day at 11:30.
Oh, that's probably when it's going to be then.
At the community center.
Yeah.
Well, the 27th, that's a Sunday.
The 22nd.
22nd, yes. 2-2. Planning and Zoning Commission.
Our items are later on in the agenda.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman Galbraith. Non-town committee reports. We really have none here this evening. Shoreline access and beach protection.
Yes, Pat is going to give a brief update on the new project that we're working on for education next summer. So.
You don't want to talk about science yet?
No.
I'm Pat Triplett. I am a member of the Shoreline Access and Beach Protection. Under that auspices of that committee, the members for the last year have been in discussions about and had educational meetings to create what we hope to call the Curie Beach Ambassador Project. Our purpose is to offer engaging educational walks and talks on the Curie Beach Strand to specifically address our ocean and coastal environment, beach safety, wildlife, and Curie Beach history in the summer of 2000, beginning the summer of 2019. It's our hope that the educational program will help keep our beaches safer, cleaner, and more family friendly as we share information and activities with citizens who visit and live here as well. My report tonight is just a quick introduction of our endeavors and in hopes that you'll endorse the ambassador program as we move forward to or with the summer educational talks. And I'm happy to give an in-depth presentation later on, and I'm happy to answer any questions tonight as well.
Any questions, Council? Actually, it certainly sounds exciting, Pat.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I did have the opportunity to attend at least one meeting where you started to talk about this. And I know everybody's pretty passionate about it, Dennis. And it sounded, I know you've been successful in your other education endeavors.
Thank you.
So, okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for the information.
Thank you so much.
We
will move forward.
We will move forward, and we will give a more formal presentation early next spring before we propose to start the program. Make sure everyone's on board with the content, and also want to just touch base with police department and ocean safety so that everybody knows what we're doing when we're on the beach giving talks.
So you plan to do this actually on the beach, not at the oceanfront, or maybe start at Oceanfront Park and then go on the beach or something?
Yes, we've talked about different accesses, so that there's ample parking in the evenings where it's when it's cool. And Nikki has talked about helping us get the word out.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, David.
Can we ask if they do a presentation at our retreat on this so we understand what we're getting into?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you have that date?
Ma'am, I'm sorry, say again.
Our retreat date will be sometime in February.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll set it.
We'll set it up.
Either tonight or in January, but if possible, if you're going to do something big on the beach, that gives all the department heads a chance to hear it and ask questions.
Okay.
And and the council time to think about it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Dennis and the committee. Discussion and consideration of department head business administration. Nancy.
No items
today. Building department. John.
No items.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
On the building department, John, can you update us on Ocean Dunes, where we are? Or just briefly, what the status of the permitting, and then our engineer and their engineer working, either you or Jimmy can weigh in, whichever.
Per my text message to you guys yesterday, they were granted a permit for installing sandbags at building 1100 and 1300. That was effective yesterday and will be good for 30 days. They should have started construction on that today. I did not get a chance to run down there and check. This past Friday, I issued a permit for building 1300 to replace the concrete slab and the underpinning and all the other things that go along with that. On yesterday, their contractor came in and asked about what was going on with the plans for the stormwater pipe, and I informed him that I had been in discussions with Turkletov, who's Ocean Dunes engineer, and our engineer, and that our engineer had a few issues with it. There was a little bit of back and forth between Ocean Dunes engineer and our engineer, primarily because I believe our engineer was questioning Ocean Dunes engineer about some things. He called me and voiced his frustration, and I explained to him that he was simply doing what the town had asked him to do and what town council wished to happen, because we're paying for half of the repairs. So today I received another email from Turkletov to our engineer, and as I said, there are ongoing talks about what they're doing. At this point, I'm not sure what Ocean Dunes engineer is planning, but I was told over and over again they're trying to get it done before the first of the year. Do you know anything?
Well, I guess my concern is if they fill in and close that pipe before they have somewhere else for it to go, and we have a big rain, which you guys are supposed to get, or I should say we're supposed to get, but I won't be there maybe. This weekend, more rain, I'm just a little concerned about that.
I believe it's more concerning to Ocean Dunes than it would be to us. I expressed that concern to them in the interest of not wanting them to blame us for holding them up. That's the reason I issued the permit for 1300.
No, I understand. No, I appreciate that. So, okay. Is Jimmy there?
Yes, sir.
Jimmy, so just if we are having a big rain this weekend, we do need one of your guys to go down there and check and see what the flows are doing if they plugged it up before then.
Yes, sir.
I don't know that we'll be able to do anything, but I'm just worried 421's got a pond if that gets blocked. So that's my concern.
Okay,
we'll work it out. If we do it at a minimum, we need to put either police or public works, if we have a ponding event because of that stormwater drain, we need to make sure we get pitons or whatever out so that people don't go through there and slide off the road or something. Okay. Thanks, John.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
John, is there another meeting scheduled or something between the two engineers?
As far as I know, they're communicating by email and phone.
Okay.
I told Ocean Dunes engineer that I was kind of hands-off, and he was instructed to work with our engineer, and mm-hmm. I'm not a stormwater guy. So.
Okay. If you need anything from any of us, Jimmy, you let us know.
All right.
Okay. Finance department. Arlen.
Nothing from finance.
Fire department is not here this evening. Police department.
No, sir.
We have a good quiet town. Public works department. Jim.
Two quick things. I submitted the water supply plan. You guys need to look at it and adopt it. And also, to approve the engineering services for the water main replacement.
Okay. I did talk to Andy. I know that Andy has reviewed that contract.
Okay.
So, and I did look at the water report. Some interesting numbers there.
Yeah.
Learned a lot reading that, actually.
Yeah, just basically information on the water system.
Yeah. So, okay. Do we have any questions for Jimmy on the water report first?
I make a motion we adopt the local water supply plan to the Carolina Department of Environmental Quality. Oh, sorry, too fast.
Second.
We need to adopt the resolution. We just found out last minute that you have to adopt the resolution.
So, can I read this whole thing?
There's a copy.
Mm-hmm.
18-12, please. Sorry.
Does it have to read the whole thing? You can just do it by reference.
No, you can just say as presented resolution 18-12.
Make a motion to reapprove as presented resolution R18-12.
Second.
Okay. Any questions? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Okay. We now have the contract, which has been approved by Jim and reviewed and approved by the attorney and also by the finance department.
Jim, this changes a little bit from what we were going originally to, correct?
Yes. Yes, this just gives engineering services basically the, I say, run of the mill, where they can control, get the proposals in. Send
apple
the
for apples.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good job. I make a motion we approve the contract with engineering services.
I'll second.
Also, we have a motion and a second from David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. You have your contract and your water plan, Jimmy.
Sure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Recreation.
Nothing tonight.
Nothing tonight, okay. Discussion and consideration of old business. Here's where we have our zoning inputs.
Right, the recommendation of the P&Z is to adopt the resolutions related to the definition of monument sign, as well as the amend the code of ordinance for Chapter 19, Article 1 and Article 3.
We had our public meeting on that earlier this evening. Therefore, are there any questions?
These have been discussed for, what, 3-4 months
right.
In P&Z. So I make a motion to adopt resolution R18-11 and do them separately?
No. Yes.
Okay. Where's the other one?
We have a...
amend code of ordinances, Chapter 19.
On signs.
On signs, yeah.
So we have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any questions relative to, I mean, we went through all the questions we could think of earlier. So all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, and that passes. Section 2?
That would be the amend the code of ordinance for Chapter 19?
Yes.
For Article 1 and for Article 3.
Okay. All right, so that was for both of them then. All right. Very good. Town facility construction project status update.
I need you to a motion to adopt the consistency.
I'll make a motion that we also amend the code of ordinance Chapter 19 on zoning with the new definition of religious institution.
Okay, I'm sorry, Ramon. I thought that we did both of those.
You did in the resolution, but you also have to have a consistency statement because this is a zoning change.
Oh.
So I need
yes,
a motion
that's
to
exactly
adopt
right.
The resolution as it is.
Thank you, Nancy. Keep me straight.
I'll second John's motion.
Okay.
Do it a certain way.
All right. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Now we finished.
We sure.
Nancy knows, actually. Okay. Town facility construction project status update. Alan.
Our move-in date with the fire department was scheduled for tomorrow. That's been pushed back for about a week. We had some issues with the sprinklers, with the fire protection. Some of the heads had to be replaced. We can't occupy the building until they're changed out. And a few of the punch list items aren't ready yet. But we're about a week out on that. We've got furniture and bedding and other things being delivered already and work going on. It's moving on pretty good. The fire code changed on those things, and we're having to go by the 19, if I understood correctly, we're having to go by the 19 fire code on those sprinkler heads. So
that was the contractor's excuse.
That was the reason we were given, yes. And so anyway, we're waiting on the new sprinkler heads to come in. Town hall and police department moved along on schedule, and I'll have a report next month for that.
Okay. So relative to those sprinkler heads, there's no cost associated with that?
No.
Good. Okay.
They have to make them, though. They don't have them sitting on the shelf. They are produced, so it's about 2 weeks to get
them. About 2 weeks to get them. Okay.
They will put a temporary head in there until they can put the permanent ones in.
Okay. Any questions for Alan on the construction status?
Not here.
Still on budget?
Still on budget. 100%.
Excellent. Good job, Alan. Town app
good,
or...
Good job.
Town app or town emergency Facebook page. Mr. Whitley.
All right. Nancy sent me an email. I do believe the town app is off the table at this point. We're going to move to a mobile version of our town website, which will be more user-friendly on smartphones. But then they were also going to do some research about what we can do in, like, Hurricane Florence, what we could do with the town Facebook page, because we definitely want to limit comments, misinformation, innuendo, arguments, name-calling, anybody talking poorly of us, of course, first and foremost. Just kidding. But, so, I don't know if y'all have that information. What we can do
in our agenda pack.
We're not ready to run a sample of that, are we?
We were not able to. Facebook has some new rules on how they're setting up Facebook, and we've been stuck out in limbo because we can't set up as a business or a municipality. We have to go for an individual Facebook. So we are working through that. We'll get something set up, and I think Mandy and Beth are researching if we can not have any comments at all, or if we can hide.
You can definitely block anyone sharing, because again, that'd be the biggest thing, is some of the rumors that get started that are not true. That would be what I would be the most fearful of, is someone putting bad information out there in a very already tense situation. But that's fine. We have plenty of time for that. But I think the town website going to a mobile-friendly version was also another resource people will have in a bad situation, or just to have it to keep up with what's going on in the town in general.
I think the phone app's a good idea, actually. Or it's not an app, it's an extension of our website.
Correct.
Phone accessible. Mobile accessible.
You can save it on your screen like an app.
Mm-hmm.
A shortcut to it.
But it won't take up any memory.
Right.
Right.
Correct.
Yep. So, actually, that's probably a good opportunity. And our emergency manager and the council will continue to put out our information on the website as well. This would just be a duplication of it. But.
Yeah, but the information will be in several areas. Nobody can say, I didn't know.
Right. Well,
okay.
Someone will, but we'll keep trying.
No. All right.
Always. We can talk when the situation's over about that.
Right.
Okay. Discussion and consideration of new business. Town Hall closed January 21st for Martin Luther King holiday, and January council meeting therefore needs to be rescheduled. So, gentlemen, if you would check your calendars.
14th to the 28th, going up or down?
Yep.
How about the 22nd?
How about the 25th then?
Okay.
Trying not to
on a Friday,
Mondays or Fridays, so I can be up here with this project right now. That's why we moved everything to Monday last month.
Well,
but Monday's a holiday, so you'll be in town anyway, right?
Yeah, I understand. I understand. They're moving it for the right reason. I certainly understand.
28th.
Can you do the 28th, John, or is the 14th a problem?
Not a problem, but I'd prefer the 28th.
28th, okay.
Oh, I can't do the 14th anyway, so sorry. I'm
glad okay.
Let's make David happy.
All right. So, look, the 28th.
Or the 24th or 25th, you only do Thursday or Friday.
No. How do your, gentlemen, how does the 28th look?
I'm fine with the
28th.
Okay, it'll be it'll be January 28th, starting at 6 o'clock.
Perfect.
We need a motion.
I make a motion we move the January town hall meeting to January 28th from the 21st at 6 p.m.
I'll second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Arlen, 2019 retreat date and time at Community Center. You want to talk about that?
Well, we want to do something similar that we've done in prior years.
Right.
We'll kind of do a financial overview where the town stands. Also talk about any other topics that council would be interested in. We have some things relating to retiree benefits, some things that we want to talk about with the process for after a storm and dealing with FEMA, and I'm sure some other department heads have some other topics they would like to add also.
Okay. That is open to the public. Recommended February 1st. Is that first meeting February 1st? Does that fit schedules?
It does fit me.
We just had a meeting.
Okay. First or the 8th is good. I can't do the 15th, whichever one you guys prefer.
Okay, so the 1st. Well, the 28th will be a council meeting, and the 1st will actually be the retreat where we start to look at what the budget items are. So, David's okay on the 1st. Are you all okay on the 1st?
Are we going to invite Matsu again this year?
We'll probably invite them to one day, maybe not the first day.
Let's see how the meeting goes the 29th. Because that's our next, I was going to bring that up, that's our next Matsu meeting, the 29th
okay.
of January.
All right. So, February 1st. And the time will be set by Arlen as we move forward here. February 8th would be the continuation.
You usually set the time.
We usually set it at 8 o'clock or something, but what would you prefer?
9 is good.
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
All right, 8:30. 8:30 is fine. We'll use 8:30.
On February 1st?
Yes. Follow-on meeting on February 8th. David, did you say you could do February 8th or not?
What's that round two?
We just pick one of these dates, right? And then we go again in April.
Well, typically,
go for more,
well,
right?
That's
typically
April.
It's one day. I think last year we went on to a second day. I forget the exact reason why, but this is more, this is kind of the pre-budget, so it's not really, once we get into the budget process, then we'll need at least two separate meetings. So here, if we can cover all the topics that council would like to cover, it should just be a one day.
I mean, I'm okay with that. The thought here being that if we need another day, we'd at least have it scheduled. We could probably schedule it at that time if it's necessary, but that's fine with me.
Schedule it Saturday for everyone to be encouraged to finish on Friday.
Oh, that's a good idea, David. I like that idea. Including department heads, right?
Yeah.
Now, most of them are here on Saturday anyway. Okay. In any case, we'll go with February 1st, and if we need more time, we'll just schedule it after.
Okay.
And then I guess if there's any topics that council would like covered meeting.
Any feedback for Arlen? On that particular point, we'll certainly consider it.
We already put one on with the Shoreline Access team talking about their ambassadors on the beach.
Right.
Jimmy, we probably want to talk about stormwater because council's going to walk the beach, so we should probably talk about stormwater, I would think. that's it for me. I don't know what other guys have got.
Potential Sandman points.
If you send something out, let's give us a deadline of when you want our ideas, or somebody send something out, so we'll have it.
Yeah, by tomorrow would be great.
That'd be good.
Yeah, there is.
I'll do it tonight.
Okay.
May I have a motion, please?
Yep, let's have a motion.
Make a motion that we schedule the 2019 town retreat on February the 1st with a start time of 8:30.
Second.
Motion and second, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Definition of faithful attendance and policy for state required boards. Joe.
Back to me. We've just sent some emails that's going around about this. I'm going to suggest, especially for planning and zoning, the Board of Adjustments hasn't had a meeting in ages, but 3 missed meetings within 12 months. You know, excused. It definitely, if something dramatic happens, that would be understandable, but 3 excused meetings within a 12-month period.
Any comments?
What if they're not? How many non-excused? I mean, if you
you have to let us know prior. You know, send an email out. There has to be some, not just an email at 6:55. Right. I can't make it tonight. That's not going to be excused. There has to be some type of knowledge there. And going by the recommendation that Craig sent out from the one town, I think 3 out of 12 is acceptable. I mean, especially with the topics we have coming up with the overlay and then potentially going into a land use plan after that, attendance is going to be important.
Okay. Craig,
I'd recommend a slightly stricter definition. That I think would be very reasonable for the Planning Commission, given the importance and the sort of the issues that we have to deal with. I would recommend that anybody missing more than 3 in a year, within a 12-month period, that the mayor may declare that position vacant. I think that's nice language. We can come up with a specific language. So rather than trying to get into the issue of excused or health and that sort of thing, when you put it as the mayor may declare that position vacant, the mayor then has a decision to determine whether it's a somebody's legitimately missing because of health reasons or whatever. So I would just recommend a very straightforward, any member missing more than 3 meetings within a calendar year, the mayor may declare that position vacant.
Okay. We've heard from the chairman of PNZ, current and past. And John, you're chairman of PNZ. Do you have a view on this?
I know when I was on PNZ, we allowed phone-in. Does that count as
no, I would consider, given that the council here allows phone-in, if somebody phones in, that's only admissible.
Okay. Any other input? Any other?
Yeah, I think Andy. Technology. Phone-in is okay. I mean, obviously, I'm doing it right now. I'm trying to get on a schedule, so I'm not doing it, but I'm doing it. But I tend to agree with Craig. My only issue is I think it should be 3 meetings in a rolling 12-month period, because you could have calendar year, and then you could have someone miss November, December, January, and February, and they're still good on a calendar year basis.
And we would have no problem with a rolling. That's a slightly stricter definition.
Yeah.
So if people decide to leave for the wintertime on our boards, that's really when a lot of work happens, right? January, February meetings, everyone's kind of relaxed, and so I see those as fairly important meetings because they lead into the budget process and everything. But under the calendar year, you get a reset, and then you can be gone 4 in a row, which would be, I think, way too much. Even on vacation, you can call in if you schedule it properly with the internet and everything these days.
Okay. Andy, you had a comment.
Yeah, I was going to tell the board that any committee, doesn't make any difference what it is. Once council appoints, council can remove. I would suggest that language be put into the appointment of these committees in the statute or in our ordinance book, that they serve at the pleasure of council, and then let the committees themselves set up the way they want to function, and the recommendation, if they miss three according to the rules that Mr. Galbraith's committee set up, then they report to council. And then council as a whole remove.
Okay. So that's pretty consistent. Yeah, it's not a mayor decision, it's a council decision.
That's right.
Okay. So you're supporting what Craig asked for, just said it'd be a council decision.
That's right.
Any other comments?
I agree with Amy. A rolling three meetings in a rolling calendar with the commissions or boards policing themselves, and if there's an issue, then they bring it and we act on it.
If I can jump in, I would almost prefer from the chair's position that that be, at least for the Planning Commission, dedicated within the ordinance, simply because a lot of times we're nervous, you know, I mean, we're, these are our friends and things like that, so I think having a, you know, specific dedication in a in an ordinance about what the rules are regarding attendance, at least for the PNC, I think would be an important component here. You know, rather than a self-policing process, because, you know, it's difficult when these people sit next to you and know them and all that sort of thing.
Well, you know what?
Well, Craig, how about this? Here, how about upon the missing of the third meeting on a rolling average, a committee will refer the issue to council for possible dismissal.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
And then put that in for all the committees, and then the committees are responsible for it, and after the third absence, okay, you got to go to council, and then if the person shows up and wants to stay on there, they can talk to council, and if they don't, we know they're not, or if they show up and their answers are pretty bad, council can then dismiss them. So if you make it that way, you guys are responsible to monitor your attendance, and on the third one, you refer it to council, it goes on the agenda at the next meeting, and then we take action. And then you put possible dismissal, council, just like Andy was saying, can do what council desires at that point.
Okay.
That's a proposal. What do the rest of you guys think about that?
I agree with that.
I don't have a problem with that. I do like the fact that it is defined, like Craig mentioned. It should be defined. People know the expectation. You don't make the expectation, here's the result. Whether it be voluntary dismissal or whether it comes to council, doesn't matter to me, but people better attend or they will be taken off of these committees. So I'm okay with, we're going to need to probably write this up. We could probably vote on it at next committee. Take a look at it and pass it around a bit.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
You okay with that?
Do we have enough info? So who's got the action item to write it up? And whoever that is, we can ask them, do you got enough information from council on this? And do you other guys agree? Because I can't hear everybody and I can't see you.
I'll write it up, David, and I'll get it out to everybody.
Okay.
Joe's
taking it. Thank you, Joe.
Andy can correct me.
Over a six.
Okay. Moving on to the next item. Address town complaints on coyotes and adopt course of action. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a situation in town where people are in favor of coyotes, and we have a situation where people are in dread of the coyotes. I would tell you that I had a complaint on at J and 6th about coyotes baying around the disc golf course. I went back to the disc golf course and I did see several paw prints. And the only concern that I have relative to the paw prints is we do have the children's playground within two blocks of that. We do have the disc golf course in that area as well. While I was there, a young man came out of the forest for the gift for the disc golf course, and he was pushing a baby carriage. He was taking his baby in there while he was playing disc golf, just out in the fresh air. Now, I'm not saying that these animals are a problem. Many people perceive they're a problem. So we have, with the help of the police force, we have contacted a variety of organizations. We do not want to harm these animals. So there are other solutions. Solutions could be trapping. Solutions could be a variety of things. I've also talked with former Mayor Matt Montgomery, who's working with the Department of the Interior. And Matt says they have programs that we will investigate to go to the next step. Much of it is probably education. Don't put food out for pets and put it on the back. You may think you're feeding your cat. You're probably feeding the coyotes and losing your cat because they smell the food and they'll be by. So there are a couple things we can do. The intent tonight is to say that we have heard from both sides of the story. I have actually have a nice an impassioned letter here from Judy Larrick that we will add to the input for the meeting. I won't read the letter, but it is an impassioned letter about loss of habitat and things people are doing and things people could not or should not do. So I would encourage you to, when you look at the minutes, to read that note. And in the meantime, I will get with Matt Montgomery, and I will work with the police chief, and we will see what solutions we may be able to come forward with in the future. Be aware, and don't put out food for now. Any inputs there?
Sounds good. I would just, people walk to Sugarloaf, people walk to the Hermit Hut for years and years and years. I've been under 22 years. I've never heard of anyone being attacked by a coyote or whatever it is. So I don't seem to think of them as that big of a problem.
Okay.
Well, Joe, I think the population is definitely up.
Oh, without a doubt. They're beautiful, too.
The police chief can tell you, but I can just tell you from where I'm at, that it's definitely up. So, for be that what it is, I mean, there's pressure on the coyote population, and that causes problems. I know that the stray cats are down. Jimmy can tell you about that because
and the rats
other
are up.
Issues we've had. Yeah. So, that's another sign that they're up, and they are definitely running right now. So, I'm in favor for us trapping some of them and getting rid of them, but I know that there will be some of our townspeople not happy about that. And I know the concern about that is if you put traps out and people are letting their dogs run or their personal pets, those pets get caught in those traps as well. So, and they have humane ones so that they don't kill them, but people still don't like that they get trapped and taken away because of where they go to normally. So,
and there
I appreciate you for taking up, Craig.
Oh, that's right. And there is a complication that it is federal land. So the state really has no jurisdiction. But we will see what we can do. We will see. Yeah, David?
The federal would let us trap them by our sewer pond. I bet if we ask.
So we will.
I'm sure that the museum would let us trap them down their way. And I bet Seymour Johnson would let us trap them on the bay. So there are places we could trap them, even if Sunny Point said don't do it. I saw your note to Joe Benson. Did he ever reply about Carolina Beach? Are they getting any concerns, or it's just we're smaller and listening to the coyotes more down at our end?
Joe said he did not. Their town might be a little noisier. He had not heard. He had not heard any complaints relative to coyotes in their area. I mean, he's heard people mention it, but he hasn't had any live complaints, where we have had a few live complaints.
Well, if you go out to Carolina Beach State Park, they've got signs posted along their hiking trails out there. They have for 2 years at least. It says, beware, the coyotes in the area, and then making the hikers and stuff aware of it. As much as I've been out there, I've never seen a coyote out there. So.
Okay.
Right.
And they don't typically attack people, by the way. Specifically not adults. Okay. Any other questions or comments on coyotes? We'll get back to you as soon as we have the opportunity to have a meeting and see if we can plan a course of action here. One suitable to everybody without harm to the animals would be the joy, in my opinion. Island Chamber of Commerce Town Recognitions. John, what do you have for us?
I had the honor and privilege of attending the Island Chamber of Commerce annual membership dinner last week. The town received two awards, which I'll talk about in a minute. Two other awards that were presented that night was the 2018 Volunteer of the Year. The winner was a Ms. Rachel Shelton. Any of y'all know Rachel? Wonderful woman. She works in the Welcome to Carolina Beach office. I think she, maybe you pay water bill with her or something. Anyway, she works there in the office of the town. I've known Rachel for a number of years because we attend church together. A wonderful lady. And then the annual Duke Energy Citizenship and Service Award went to the previous mayor of Carolina Beach, Dan Wilcox, for all his work over the past years up there. This is the brochure. I have some here. And you can look if you're interested to the new 2019 Board of Directors. Skip Sprague, who was the vice chair for 18, stepped up to be the 19 chairman. And I think that's the way that works. The previous vice each year steps up to be the chairman of the next year. So Skip Sprague is the new chairman. Our own Nikki Keeley is a member of the board. She was in 18, she is in 19. So we have an input there. And if Chief Bowden would walk up here for just a moment, one of the awards we got was in grateful appreciation to the Curie Beach Police Department for your continued dedication and support, all events sponsored by the Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce. Congratulations.
Speech.
And the other one is the grateful appreciation to the town of, Curie Beach for continued dedication and support, and all the events sponsored by the Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce. So, Mayor, I'll give you that
okay,
one.
Okay, thank you. Thank you all.
Representative of the town.
Thank you all. By the way, you all support it, so you all partake in this.
Hang out your office with Brian.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That could be one of the first plaques in our new Hall of Heroes.
There you go. Hall of Heroes, right, there we go. Okay, John, was there anything else you wanted to address?
Not on that meeting.
Okay. All right. Mayor updates? I don't have any additional updates. Commissioner items? Alan?
No, sir. No.
Joe, no?
Nope.
No, John?
No, for me.
David?
No, sir.
Okay. Very well. Any comments?
I have one final motion.
Yes.
That we adjourn.
Do I have I have a motion?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. It's about the easiest meeting we've ever had.
Thank you.